Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and I get to read some scripture with you again today. We're going into Matthew chapter 4, and looking forward to it already. So grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. As we journey into Matthew chapter 4, of course, let's look back at chapter 3, where we saw the incredible scene of John the Baptist. He prepared the way for Jesus and gave this just powerful speech on repentance, just a powerful message, and he was preaching at the Pharisees and the Sadducees to check their hearts, call for them to repent and to be baptized. And then we also got to see Jesus baptized himself, and then the heavens opened up and the Spirit of God descended, and this was kind of the kickoff point for Jesus's public ministry. This is when he began to do his ministry. And now in chapter 4, we're going to see some very important events happen. As we go into chapter 4, some things that we need to look for as we begin reading, and we're going to see the temptation of Jesus. Now, the devil's going to have three temptations that'll challenge Jesus in areas of physical need, of trust, and of power. As he goes into the wilderness, and he is tempted, I want you to notice how Jesus counters these temptations with Scripture, the most powerful resource we have, the Word of God. And that emphasizes God's Word in our lives and how we can resist temptations. Notice Jesus, as he's tempted, he refused to turn stones into bread, and how he, doing this kind of prioritizes spiritual nourishment over physical needs. And then he also rejects these just amazing displays of power, and he refuses to worship the devil, even when he is tempted at his weakest point, showing great commitment. Watch that commitment. Such a great model for us. Next thing we need to look for is the first call that he has for his disciples. Watch how they're immediately willing to follow Jesus. Just how just compelling Jesus is, his nature is, his presence, and that him asking them to follow, and they were obedient. He asks them to be fishers of men. And that lays out their new purpose of gathering people into the kingdom of God. And that really, this is a moment that sets the stage for the formation of the community of believers, bringing everyone together, which is central and pivotal for the spread of the gospel. And the third thing we want us to look for today is Jesus' ministry of healing and teaching. Look at the descriptions of Jesus healing every disease and sickness, and how they underscore his compassion that he has, but also this authority, this divine authority that he has. He teaches in the synagogues as part of his ministry. And watch how that highlights the importance of Scripture and teaching during his mission. And Jesus is getting famous at this point, right? Jesus across Syria, he's become very well known. This huge attention of this amazing man and the impact of his ministry, it sets the stage for some of the challenges that he's going to face later on. And we'll see that play out. So let's see these things unfold. Matthew chapter 4, as Jesus goes into the wilderness and is tempted, the temptation of Jesus. We're going to read verse 1 all the way to verse 25. Let's start in verse 1 of chapter 4 in Matthew. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Then the tempter approached him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." He answered, "It is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." He referenced Deuteronomy 8:3 there. Verse 5. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you, and they will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Even the devil used scripture there, and that was from Psalm 91. Verse 7 now. Jesus told him, "It is also written, do not test the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 6. Verse 8. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. And he said to him, "I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus told him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." It's Deuteronomy 6:13. Verse 11 now. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and began to serve him. Verse 12. When he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. And then Isaiah is quoted here. "Land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, along the road by the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who live in darkness have seen a great light. And for those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From then on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Follow me," he told them, "and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with Zebedee, their father, preparing their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat, and their father followed him. Now, Jesus began to go all over Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Then the news about him spread throughout Syria. So they brought him all those who were afflicted, those suffering from various diseases and intense pains, the demon-possessed, the epileptics, the paralytics, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. And that's Matthew chapter 4. Let's take a moment to reflect on what we just read and unpack what God has for us today. And so in Matthew 4, as we look at the big things that we noticed, you know, his temptation, we saw that amazing power of scripture that he used and utilized to overcome the temptation of the devil. He called his disciples and he healed and taught as he traveled all through the land. And our first takeaway is regarding that temptation. Notice how Jesus relied on scripture to resist temptation. That's pretty clear for us, right? The power of scripture The vital role of God's word in our lives cannot be overstated. It's a source of strength. It's a source of guidance in our strongest moments and our weakest moments. And what we need to do is to ground ourselves in his word. Make a habit of reading his word, getting into his word. What you're doing right now, listening to this podcast of reading the scripture, that's valuable. My prayer is that this scripture takes root in our hearts. The more we read it, the more we can get into it, the more we can even memorize it. If we can recall these verses, and maybe not even word for word, but the gist of what these verses are saying to us, understanding God's heart, will be a source of strength and remind us of his truth. Second big takeaway is this, you know, the call to follow Jesus, it's not something that you need to chew on a while, think about and go home to study the impacts of and weigh out the pros and cons and do a little spreadsheet to determine whether or not this is probably the right thing for you. No. See, the call for following Jesus is immediate and completely transformative. You see how the disciples immediately responded to Jesus's call? That shows us that following him requires this willingness to leave behind our old lives. That's what they did. They left their daddy sitting in the boat and followed him because they had a new purpose and they knew Jesus was real. And a higher purpose, following the calling of God. This transformation is personal. But it's also communal. You do this together and it brings you together with his people. And so a real way that we can just apply this to our lives, and it makes the most sense and it's practical, is we can look at what Jesus is calling us to do. A better way to say it is, what is Jesus calling you to leave behind in order to follow him more closely? We like to hang on to our past a little too much. And that hanging on to our past are those strings that hold us back from running after him. It could be a habit. It could be a mindset that we have. It could be a comfort zone thing for us. But we've got to break those chains that hold us back from following him. My encouragement is for you to take one step today to follow that call. One step. As much as that might hurt, as much as you might lose a friend or two in the process, God knows his greater plan for you is than to be held back by those people or by those things, by those habits, what have you. Take a step to be more obedient to following after Jesus. He's calling, but are we following? And the final takeaway is, reflecting on Jesus' ministry towards the latter part of chapter 4 we read today, Jesus' healing ministry. Jesus was so compassionate, but he was also so powerful. He is approachable, he is caring, and he so wants to bring healing to our lives. You saw that. Jesus is in the healing business. How can we be like that? Compassionate. That's what I think that this scripture is calling us to be. Be compassionate like Jesus. How can we, through acts of kindness, volunteering, or even being just present and being there for someone in a time of need, to show compassion to others that are in times of need? Show compassion. Be approachable, be caring, and be eager to offer that. Remember, every act of love that you can show reflects Jesus's heart to the world. Great stuff in chapter 4 today. Thanks for joining me today as we look forward to chapter 5 of Matthew. We're going to I think, and I might say this a lot, but this is real, I think we're about to enter in Matthew 5 to one of the most profound and inspiring sections of the Bible, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. I'm looking forward to that. There's so much in that. We might have to make 4 or 5 episodes. No, we'll just do one chapter a day, right? We'll finish. We'll do that on the next episode. At any rate, thanks for joining me today. Matthew 4 was phenomenal. Overcoming temptation, being compassionate, and following after that call. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And as a result, may you be a blessing as you show compassion to all those around you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.